Many things make healthcare expensive in the U.S., and close to the top of the list is technology. Several studies have challenged whether patients get better results from the latest high-tech equipment. Reporter Jenny Gold from Kaiser Health News has been looking at perhaps the costliest of these devices, proton radiation facilities for treating cancer, and she joins us now. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
So how does proton radiation therapy work, and what kind of patients is it used on?
Therapy is basically this tiny beam of protons that are traveling at two-thirds the speed of light. They're directed at a tumor site. And the idea is that it's a more targeted delivery of the radiation than conventional radiation for cancer and causes a less collateral damage to the surrounding tissues and organs.
Okay, and why is this technology so expensive?
These are absolutely enormous pieces of equipment. The main thing is a cyclotron, and that's the thing that accelerates the protons. That alone is 90 tons, and it's housed in this giant cement encased building that's usually the size of a football field. So that's expensive anywhere, but in New York City, where the land is so expensive, it's clearly even more.
Now you've reported on these proton centers leading to kind of an arms race among hospitals in the Washington, D.C. area. Could that happen here in New York?
Washington, D.C. is really sort of ground zero for the proton arms race right now. We've got two rival hospitals, competitors in the district, wanting to build proton therapy centers. And the city's planning department actually decided to approve both of them just 3 miles apart. And that's in addition to yet another one in Baltimore, which is just about 40 miles away. So when we say the arms race, what we mean is that one hospital basically gets the shiniest new toy, in this case, the proton therapy center. And you see other hospitals wanting to jump on board, too. Someone I spoke with called it the lemming approach to healthcare. But in New York City, things actually went differently. In 2010, your state planning committee decided to sort of get out in front of the proton therapy issues and be proactive. So instead of waiting for hospitals to apply, the committee requested applications, and they wanted consortiums of different hospitals. They ended up getting two applications, and they picked a group of five of the largest New York City hospitals, all of whom are usually rivals, but they ended up going in for this together. And then, so therefore, you're only going to end up with one.
Okay. You know, proton therapy has critics in both economists and scientists. What are their problems with it?
So there's definitely some evidence that there is a benefit for kids with brain and spinal tumors. For them, it helps prevent side effects for their still developing organs like their brains. But there's actually very little evidence that it's any better for the vast majority of other cancers. And the real money here isn't in treating kids, because there's not that many of them with cancer. The money is in treating the millions of adults with other types of cancers, largely prostate cancers. The centers I spoke with said they could possibly treat one in four cancers, period. But it costs twice as much as standard radiation, and evidence suggests for those adult cancers, like prostate cancer, it's actually no better.
So briefly to wrap up, Jenny, why is there a push to build more proton therapy centers?
Well, proton centers are very lucrative for hospitals. In fact, you're also seeing many hospitals with for-profit investors. This can be a lot of money. The reason is that insurers pay a lot for the services. But the other reason is that hospitals are trying to attract doctors and patients. For doctors, they just want to work with the shiniest new equipment. And for patients, hospitals really get this halo effect. So patients might see an ad for proton therapy. It sounds like this big technological breakthrough. And they assume that the hospital is good, that they have the newest technology and therefore the best. And, you know, if a hospital next door to you has it, but you don't, that can be a disadvantage as well.
Jenny Gold comes to us through a WNYC partnership with Kaiser Health News and NPR. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.